Hello, and welcome everyone to XM Cinema. I am your host, Xavier Mustafa, in the studio with me via Skype. Go ahead and introduce yourself, sir.
Hello there.
It is I, the sensational Devin August here. And how you doing, my good brother?
I'm doing fantastic, and the intro was just as awkward as this episode. But what was your overall thoughts of episode 7 of X-Men 97 entitled Bright Eyes?
I think it was a good episode. I'm good to meh. It had its moments, but yeah, I would call it a, you know, we're still grieving, but I mean, the big reveals, I mean, we got a huge reveal at the end. Come on now. So don't ish on this episode too much.
No, I'm just saying it's awkward because in this episode, we got the most hilarious yeet of all time. But we'll talk about it when we get into this episode. You don't know what I'm talking about? Oh, my God.
Wait. You talking about the actual yeet?
Yep.
Like, yeet? Oh, okay. All right. Never mind.
Episode starts out very, very sad. We have Gambit's funeral. Nightcrawler gives a fantastic eulogy. Most of the team is there, except for one person, the grieving Rogue. She is absent. Her absence is upsetting to Jubilee. Meanwhile, Rogue is flying to a military base where she fights about the soldiers asking for Trask and Gyrick's location. This leads her to a base in the snow-capped mountains where she meets Captain America. What was your thoughts on this? I thought this was great. I was like, oh my God, we're getting the first X-Men. Well, I guess you could say our universe X-Men Avengers tie-in.
Crossover, yeah. You're right. But
besides the Watcher.
Besides the Watcher. But that I saw first. But anyways, but my thing was before that, when Rogue busted into that thing, do you remember what that guy said?
What did he say?
He was like, this was made for the Hulk. She can't bust through this. When he said that, I was like, woo, big. I was like, that's a big name drop. I was like, are we going to get a cameo from somebody? And I thought we were going to get a cameo from the Hulk, maybe Thor, but here we are. We get it from the Cat himself. So I was hyped for it a little bit. I mean, I wish it was Hulk or Thor or Iron Man or pretty much anybody else. But the Captain America is okay, I guess.
Captain America reluctantly teams up with her to share information. Captain America reveals that both Trask and Gyrick are tied to some sort of mystery organization known as OZT. Rogue asks Captain America to go with her to find Gyrick in Mexico City, but he refuses, arguing that it will send the wrong message. When he says his hands are tied, she yeets his shield into the mountains, arguing that he won't be needing it anymore. She tracks Gyrick down to Mexico City and uses her powers on him, absorbing a vision of Nimrod. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yep. And that is not the yeet that I thought you were talking about. But okay.
Oh yeah, that was the yeet I was talking about. And a man tied to him in the process. All right, let's chat about that for a second. I thought that was hilarious. Why should you do that man's shield like that? That man can't fly enough.
Because he knew he was powerless without it. So get up out of here.
She's like, you don't need this sugar. the president tries to shut down rescue efforts in Genosha. This bothers Scott because Madeline's body is still unaccounted for. Jean sympathizes in part because she was starting to regard Madeline as a sister of sorts. The X-Men travel to Genosha to help with the cleanup efforts as Beast speaks with Triss Tibley about the problems mutant kind is facing. Jean and Scott search through Genosha's central building to search for survivors and end up finding Emma Frost, who was able to survive through her new mutation that can activate her diamond form. As Emma is rescued, Scott still cries over the loss of Madeline. You think she's dead? I don't think she's dead.
Madeline?
Yes.
No, she's not dead. No, I don't think she's dead.
Meanwhile, Jubilee convinces Roberto to tell his parents he's a mutant, arguing that they deserve to hear it from him directly instead of finding out if and when he's killed. They go visit Roberto's mom, where she simply tells her he's a mutant. While she is privately accepting of it, she admits that she always suspected that he was. She argues it needs to be kept out of the public for the sake of her company.
Okay, first of all, yeah, let's talk about that. Bro, of course your mom knew. She was like, you set fire to three curtains or something?
Yeah, I can't remember exactly. Yeah, but yeah.
You're like, bruh. Of course she knew.
She's like, listen, I always knew. I see how you look at those young boys. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Wrong thing.
That's definitely what it felt like.
And you know what? I love that about the X-Men, how they always like kind of tease that like coming out as a mutant is the same way as coming out of being anything but a heterosexual person. And then the mom being like, we're going to keep this on the wraps, though. We're not going to tell nobody. But I knew, baby. Trash sends a message to the X-Men, leading them into a building in, I'm going to butcher this, Madripoor? Overcome by grief.
Madripoor,
whatever. Why are you yelling at me like that? Overcome by grief, Rogue is
visited. Already. This is another crossover from Marvel. You know what I'm saying? It's a Marvel place, you know?
But okay. Rogue is visited by Nightcrawler and the X-Men, who bring her with them to Trash's location. The builder reveals a secret lab containing extremely advanced Sentinel prototypes. They see Trash about to throw himself off a building because he is worried the future of the Sentinel program will cause destruction and even worse than Genosha. Rogue nearly stops him, grabbing him by the scruff of his coat before letting him go to his death. This causes the team to be a little like shocked and taken back as they wonder if they really endorse killing. This also activates a secret Sentinel technology that he had been bonded with, which sends him on a killing spree against the X-Men. Cable shows up to offer the X-Men aid, and Jean and Scott realizes that Cable is really baby Nathan, the kid that they abandoned, is all grown up. Thoughts on that?
I did, as soon as that bomb went off, I was like, well, it got to be from the future. So I was like, come on, Bishop. And then I saw the boots. I was like, oh, that ain't Bishop. That's Cable. I should have known it was Cable because, you know. But, yep, it was Cable. And I was like, oh, is he going to say hi, Dad? And he did name drop. Look, he was like, look, we can do this later, Dad. Oh, or something like that. I was like, okay. Well, I mean, Cable does have gray hair, so is Cable older than Scott? Is Cable, like, that's...
Probably. Yeah, I mean, he could be, yeah, because he's from the future, so.
So, what point of the future would he be? Shut up, Dad. You never loved me.
He'd be like, you went to go get those cigarettes and you never came back. And Jean, you're not even my real mom, but you kind of are because my mom was a clone of yours, and yeah, this is confusing. I don't know. Are you my mom, my auntie? I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's Auntie Jean. What are you talking about? That's Auntie Jean. You gotta go to Auntie Jean house, okay?
Yeah, we'll do it like they're twins. There we go, Auntie Jean. There we go, because they have the same DNA. That's how we can make that work. Okay. Sinister meets with the mysterious man who has been spearheading his new Sentinel efforts, and who reveals that he knows that Charles is alive. He promises to help vanquish the X-Men once and for all. The man then travels to a vacant barbershop where he's holding a very alive Magneto. Dun, dun, dun! Who is being restrained with a power-dampening collar. This man, Bastion, taunts him by using a metal razor to shave Magneto's face. So creepy. So Diddy. And that's how the episode ended.
I thought it was good. Big reveals at the end, like I said, Magneto back. We think that, or we know that Sinister is working for somebody else. I mean, we all know, but who do you think is that somebody else? Come on, we all know who it is. The big bad of the X-Men.
Cassandra Nova?
No.
Why not?
Why not?
Why not? And that can lead right into the Deadpool Wolverine movie.
Boom. No, this ain't the same universe. No.
What?
No. They're the big bad is going to be the one. Me only Apocalypse, baby.
What Apocalypse do we get? Do we get the original X-Men 97 Apocalypse? Do we get some hybrid version of the movie Apocalypse? That
No, please God.
Even though Oscar Isaac did kind of, he did the best he could with that role.
Yeah, no, he did amazing. I believed him. It's just that I wish his name wasn't Apocalypse. If he was another, because like I said, I rewatched the original X-Men series, and yeah, I totally understand why they were like he didn't do Apocalypse justice, and it wasn't him, it was the script and the plot was trash. Yeah, he was a good Apocalypse just because he's a great actor, but Apocalypse done dirty. I think they're gonna do him right here, and he'll be, you know, like a Thanos level. In and out, because my man can't die. Like, he just go away and come back. You know what I'm saying? You know, he like the Wu-Tang. He like Machiavelli, you know? He'll never die.
All righty. Well, we'll find out next week for the final episode. Well, episodes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They're all coming out at once. That's right.
That's right. We're getting a three-parter. Part one, two, and three are all coming out at one time. So, and then
that's insane.
That'll be it. But there is a season two that has already been written. And they'll probably do a couple more because this has been, from what I've read, very successful. People are very happy with it. I'm happy with it. It's a lot better than I expected it to be.
Yeah, it exceeded expectations. I still get nightmares at episode 5. I mean, somebody runs in and cuts onions. But honestly, that episode was like my favorite. Like, absolutely. Like, it was so good.
Yeah, just talking about that episode a little bit. I mean, just how the whole episode was just like, everything is great. Awesome. Not so great.
Everything is cool.
But not bad. You know, everything's going to work out. And then it was like, oh my God.
Then it was murder, murder, death, murder, murder, death, death, murder, death. Yeah.
Where's Leech?
You said what?
Where's Leech?
I mean, he alive too. But I mean, he ain't important. So that's why he wasn't. But yeah, you're right. Where he at? Yo, I read somewhere that somebody had a theory that it was Leech that saved him, because lead somehow dampened the ray or something.
So the rumor I heard people saying is Leech dampened Magneto's power. So he changed power levels so that the Sentinel didn't read him as a Omega level mutant. But then I'm like, but the blast was kind of already on its way. So could you lessen it in midstream? I don't know.
Yeah.
I blame Nightcrawler. He could have got everybody up.
You said what?
I blame Nightcrawler. He could have got everybody up.
What? Don't blame my boy.
He could have. See, that's when you need.
First of all, it's not 222. It's Beth.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, they could somehow combine Nightcrawler's power and. What's Magneto's son's name?
Quicksilver?
Yeah, and Quicksilver.
What do you mean? They literally have the same power.
No, they don't. One of them can run fast. The other one can teleport. But if you can teleport real fast, see.
No, but if you can teleport, it's the same thing as running fast. Are you kidding me? If I can run like the Flash, I could be like, yo, I'm about to go to New Mexico. No, because
you can trip a speedster. If he's running, you know, and he fall on something, he's going to trip and fall. You know, if you teleporting, you're not going to trip on him.
Yeah, no. I'm saying, yeah, teleport is going to be there, but I'm saying speedster going to be 2-3 seconds behind. I mean, pretty much same time. But teleport, yeah, it's faster. But, no, there's literally no point of somebody having both of those powers because it's the same thing.
All right, anything else you want to say about this episode before we get out of here?
No, sir.
Well, all right, with that being said, all of our social media information is in the show notes. And until next time, make sure you hit the subscribe button. I always forget to tell people that. Hit the subscribe button to get every new episode when it drops. And until next time, make sure you guys take care of yourselves and each other. And may the force be with you.
Because this is the way.